This is Native Fashion, a KBFT series about the tradition of regalia making and the people who do it.
My name is Harry Goodsky. I'm here from I'm actually from here from Boys Fort, and I'm one of the MCs this weekend.
Great. Tell me a little now. You are wearing this really beautiful medallion. I'm wondering if you can describe it for me and tell me if you made it, how you made it, and if you didn't make it, tell me who made it for you and what their technique was.
Well, the person that made this is Crystal Pagel from Cass Lake. I don't have the patience to do this kind of work, and I never will claim to be. So she's the one that made it, and this is actually a caricature of the bad guy of the Avengers movies, Spider-Man movies, Hulk movies, Thor movies. This is going to be the ultimate bad guy. But I heard that you just put on three and double loop it, and then put on another three and double loop that, and another three and double loop that.
Now, why this character?
Well, I've actually invested in this character. This character has been around for like maybe 20, 30 years. And I actually have the first issue. I had the first issue where he was first in the comics, like maybe 25 years ago. So I'm a fan.
So it's kind of like your avatar.
Yes, he's a bad guy, and everybody likes bad guys.
Now, why do you wear medallions? Tell me, because I noticed there's been a steady trend of a lot of men wearing necklaces. And that seems to be in Native culture, like that's very prominent and acceptable and even expected in some ways.
Well, sometimes it's to kind of let people know. It used to be we'd wear our clans. So at one time it used to be like you'd wear your clan on your medallion or your necklace. And that way they kind of tell people which clan you were from, because Ojibwe custom, you don't marry someone within your own clan. So you'd want to pick somebody from a different clan and they would marry into your clan.
So it's kind of like saying, hey, I'm available.
Well, I'm not available, but it used to be that. So, yeah.
Okay, so now tell me a little bit about what it takes to become an MC at a powwow, because that's also a very particular talent.
Well, they actually threw me to the wolves one time.
How long ago was that?
I've been an MC for about 5 years now. I've been a singer for powwows for about 30 years now. We want to try to give the next generation. The elders kind of said, well, Terry's, he does a good job and he's respectable and he's, so they said, well, let's give him a shot. They gave me a shot and I had good mentors like George Strong.
Can you do an announcement for me, like in your powwow MC voice here?
Me. You. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get the ball rolling here. It's grand entry time here in 25 minutes. So let's, all right, host drum, where are you at? All right, head staff, where are you at? Where's our eagle flags at? Where's our colors at? Head dancers, you know your role. Arena director, let's get to it.
Nice. Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just I always have fun when I come here to Boys Fort, and they trust me with the mic, so it's pretty cool to come back to your own res and be the MC, and the same thing with Lake Vermilion. I actually grew up over there, but I'm from here because it's two parts of the reservation. But yeah, they trust me with the mic, and I'm honored that they asked me to come back every year.
Great. Thank you so much, Terry.
All right, cool.
Native Fashion is produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.